top is Daf Kuf Ches. So we got to the bottom of Kuf Zayin and Rebez. It's not getting any easier as we get to the end of Masechet Baba Kama. So the Gemara says the last three lines. It says, Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Mamon HaMechayva Kefel, Potu Min HaChomesh, Oduma Shvua HaMechayva So Kefel, Potu Min HaMechomesh. So what's the case we're talking about here? So we said above that if a person, the case was, if a person's Toyin Tainas Ganav, the Shomer is Toyin Tainas Ganav, and he makes a Shvua Sheker, and Edim come and say, you are the one who stole it, and then afterwards he admitted to stealing, so the halacha was he pays kefel, but he doesn't pay chomesh. So normally the halacha is you pay chomesh for shua sheker. But that's only when you're holding miatzmo. You took a shua and then you're moda. The pasuk says you pay chomesh. This case, the edim came first and he was only moda afterwards. Then he's pater from paying chomesh. So the Gemara is asking the Shaila, what exempts him from chomesh? Is it the kefel that he's paying kefel? Is that what's poter him from chomesh? Or is the fact that he takes a shvua that results in kefel? It's the shvua itself that actually exempts him from paying chomesh. Sounds like a very abstract question, but the Gemara says there's a nafkamina. Hey chidami, what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says kigon shetan tainas ganav v'nishba. So he's telling that someone stole it from him. He takes a shvua and chazar v'tan tainas ava. Then he takes makes another taina that it was actually lost from me v'nishba. So then he takes another shvua. The first Torin Tainis Ganav, Shvua, Torin Tainis Avad, Vinishba, and then Bo Edim. Edim come, Akamaisa. They come on the first case, and they say that, what do you mean? It wasn't stolen from you. You had it the whole time. And then he's Hoda Abbas Raisa. Then he admits that it wasn't lost from him either. So he's caught in the act by the first Toin, but he admits to the second, for the first Taina, and then he admits in the second Taina. So what's the case here? So my, what do we say? Mamon hamechayavaso kefel potu min hachomesh, v'ha ichayvla ilave kfela. So this case, he's actually pays kefel, right? Because the eidim catch him. He was the one who stole it. So we know a ganav, when he's caught, no matter how he's caught, unless he admits on his own, he did not admit here. So he's paying kefel here. Look at top Rashi, just to say this, read this inside. Rashi says, vo eidim, the kishanishba, when he took the shu of toin tainas ganav, how you say that slow? He was the one who was actually having it, l'chayvo kefil. And then only afterwards, hadar hoda ihu abas raisa. So since l'maisa, he's paying money, he's paying kefil, he shouldn't have to pay chomesh. Or, do we say, the Gemara explains, odilma shvua ha-mechayvasa kefil potev min ha-chomesh. Really, it's the shvua that he takes that exempts him from chomesh. V'ha shvua de-bas raisa, but he took a second shvua in this case because he took a torin tainas ganav, rather, Torin Tainis Avad Shvua, and that last Shvua isn't resulting in any kefil. So hold the lok kamechayvel kfeila. Since that second Shvua, the second Taina, isn't resulting in kefil, maybe he should be the chayve chumsha. He should have to pay the chomesh. So is it the paying of kefil that exempts him from chomesh, or is it the Shvua that exempts him? Here's a case where he's paying kefil, but there's a Shvua that's not resulting in kefil. Maybe he should have to pay chomesh. Maybe not. Good, somewhat. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshma brings Uriah. Amar le'echad, he quotes, we saw this a couple days ago, Amar le'echad min ha-shuk heichan shari sheganafti. He says to a guy in the shuk, where is my shur that you stole? Who Amar lo ganafti? I didn't steal anything from you. Mashbiach ani, I want you to swear. V'amar amen. So he says, okay, I swear I didn't steal it. Ha'edim me'edim oso sheganva. Edim testified that he actually did steal it. So now he would have to pay kefil. Mishalim teshlim kefil. Vim hodem atma, but if he admits before Edom come, then he's Meshalim Karen, v'chomesh v'ashem. So we know whenever a person's moda on a shvua sheker, you pay the additional chomesh and carbon ashem, but you don't pay kefil because kefil is a knas, moda b'knas pater. So now the Gemara is medayik, v'ha hacha Edom hudem mechayv alei kfeila. Here, Edom are the one who's mechayv kefil. Hodem atmo in. Only if he admits, does he have to pay the chomesh? Aval hode acher edim, if he admits after the edim already catch him, the edim are mechayvim kefil. If he admits after that, lo, he wouldn't pay the chomesh. If the edim make him pay kefil, and then he admits, he wouldn't pay chomesh in that case. Now, vis hakadaitach, if you were to think, shvua hamechayavaso kefil podrasa min chomesh, if it's the shvua that exempts him from a chomesh, Amai, Why? Hold my hold acher edim lo. Why wouldn't he have to, admitting after edim, would he not have to pay lo michte hashvu lo kamechayvele kfeila to chayve chumshin? In this case, there's a shvua. Now, it's not the shvua that's causing him to pay the kefil. It's the edim that are causing him to pay the kefil. He should be chayv the chumash in this case. So even if had he not taken the shvua, let's say there wasn't a shvua at all, he stole it and edim caught him, he'd be pay kefil. So edim are mechayv and kefil. The shvua he took has nothing to do at all with him paying kefil. But yet we see from here that he's still pater from the chumash because it's about him paying kefil. It's the payment of kefil that exempts him from chumash, not the shvua that exempts him from chumash. That's what Gemara says.
So what's saying here is that, let's say, meaning he's saying you will be not, you should say loganafti without saying mashbiyachat.
Yeah, exactly.
He would still be, but he has to say loganafti.
Yeah, exactly. He denies having it.
Right.
He denies it, and then he's caught as a ganav. He pays kefil regardless of the shvua.
Whether he has a shvua or not.
So we see from here elalav shmamina. It's mamon hamechayavo kefil potarsa minachomish. It's the paying of kefil that exempts him from paying chomish, not the shvua that results in kefil that exempts him from chomish. Gemara asks another question. By Ravina, chomish v'kfeila betray gavrei mai. So we already concluded that chomish and kefil doesn't happen in one person. If you pay kefil, then you're not paying chomish. But let's say there are two parties. Can you split the kefil to one and the chomish to another? What's the case? Heichidami, how does this happen? Kigon shemasa shoro l'shnei bnei adam. He gives a shor to two people to watch. Vitano bo tainis ganav, and they claim, they tell the baal, it was stolen from us, I'm sorry. Chad nishba v'ho, the one guy swears, but then he admits he actually stole it. V'chad nishba uvo edim. The other guy makes a shvua, but he's caught. So my, do we say the guy who's hodeh should have to pay chomish normally, and the guy who's caught would have to pay kefil? So now, can you split it up? My, do we say mi amrina and bechad gavra kapad rachmana? The Torah is only makbid on one individual. The lo mishalim chumsha v'kfeila. That one individual can pay both penalties, but here in this case, hai nishalim kfeila v'hai nishalim chumsha. We're splitting to two people, so maybe that should be allowed. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps it's not about the gavra, but perhaps Dilma ilave chad mamona kapad rachmana. On one act, they're machbid dilo nishalim Allah chumsha v'kfeila. In one act of geneva, you shouldn't be having to pay kefil. The guy shouldn't collect kefil and chumash, even though they're coming from two different people. This is one ma'isa aveir, one geneva. The Gemara ends off in a teku. By Rapapa, now Rapapa asks a question: Trei chumshe o trei kfeila bechad gavra. So maybe we said before, one person can't pay kefil and chomish, but maybe one person can pay double kefil and pay double chomish. Maybe that would be allowed. So the Gemara is dealing with every single permutation here. So my heichidami, how do you have this scenario? Shetan tainis avar v'nishba v'hoda. V'chazar v'tan tainis avar v'nishba v'hoda. The guy makes a shvua, admits, and makes another shvua, admits. That results in two chomishim. Or inami, alternatively, kigon shetan tainis gana v'nishba uvao edim.
The
chazav v'tan tainis gana v'nishba v'vav edim.
The first case, meaning that he first made a taina that he shenishba and he hoda, and then he says that after the hoda again he lost it. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So then, so he makes
after
two hodas.
It's not that he said
on the same item.
On the same item, yeah. Same item.
So he makes a shua. He's mode, and then he said, and then he says, oh, now again I lost it.
Correct. So I'm not sure again, but he makes another taina.
But if he would be make two shua, if he would say twice, and then he hold it twice, he would be only chayav once. He has to be...
No. He takes a shua and he's moda. He takes another shua. No, actually, it really was lost.
It has to be two cases that he can lost it, otherwise he will be chayav twice on one.
No, because once you're moda, it ends the shua. So then he makes another taina and another shua.
Is that normal for the president to accept that?
Just
dismiss
him?
Why, once he took one shua sheker, why would he take another one? It's a good question. How could they make him allow him to take a second one? Very good question.
Explanation is
maybe it's on a different item.
He admitted his guilt after the first oath but didn't return it, and then he was sued again in the second court saying he still didn't give it to him.
Different court.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What?
Different court.
He didn't return it after the
right. Here it says something that he says it's בלשון הגמרא, ולמחוק את המילה והודה אחרי השבוע הראשונה. אנחנו יכולים לפרש שהודה לאחר שתי השבועות. אבל אם הודה לפני שנשבע את השבוע השנייה, הרי כבר התברר הדבר שנתן את הפיקדון לעצמו, מעכשיו חייב הוא עליו באונסים. So the second time he would be higher because he's already
higher
beyond.
Right.
The second
one
would bother.
Yeah, there's all Tosos here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Tosos talks about this. Very good. Right, and then Tosos talks about your case about one of the shuas, and then the other Tosos talks about your question: how could Beis Din make him take another shua?
Right.
See that? Look at Tosos Ta'an Tainus Avad. He says Nir Dilo Garcinan Vehoda. Dim hold the miyad, have a bishuso for his chai bones, and like you said, mishal shenish v'lasheker. Now it's his. Umashiach sov yiton shuv avad. You lost my object. Ain't kofar klum because it's his object now. But afil amar lacher shvua avad, it doesn't work. Elanir de lo hold the ela laacher shvua shniya. He takes two shvuas and he admits. Umihu, right? Tema. Ma'ikem abay leil rapapa. What's the shaila? Hamas nisin he gemar leil. Hishbi alav chamishapamim bein b'fnei bezin bein shlo b'fnei bezin kafar alav chayv al kolachas v'yachas. What's the shaila? Okay. Now your question, Dr. Simai v'chazer v'ton tainis ganav nishba. He says v'tema heyach hishbiu habezdin kaven shenifta bebezdin b'shvua rishona v'afilu chaz v'ton shalachas shvua rishona nignav mikomakum lama hishbiu v'halav mishvua rishona nishba l'sheker chayv omtzin. Nishba nimshashim lo kafar klum. Hope you guys understand what I'm reading here. I'm not explaining anything. B'mashatan shenigav achar shvua rishona vein lomar shabal lefnei bezin acher. Another one shul yadu shikvar niftar vishbu. They didn't know what happened in the first bezin. V'kevin shenishba al pi bezin shul yadu mechayv kefil. K'dahad armin la'el shikvar yatu b'shvua rishona haynu she'osa bezin atzmo hishbu. The same bezin we're talking about. V'tao the ain tvar lechalik klal. So he explains in Nira, the Mari the Amar Lav Bal Pikadon Shuv La'acha Shenimtsa Shakran B'Shua Rishona V'Toni Shetei Lav Shomerchinam Kibetchila. I want to go back to him being a Shomerchinam. V'Chazav V'Ton La'acha She'asisani Shomerchinam Nigna V'Vepote Atzmo. So it's like a new case of a new Shmira.
That's exactly what, right.
Okay.
That's what made sense, that he again went back and was again Shomerchinam. Otherwise,
okay.
He denies it again.
Right. Fine. So there are two cases here. Anyways, either he's towing Tainus Ava two times and it results in possibly to Chomshin for the Shua Sheker, or he's towing Tainus Ganav two times where it results in two Kefils. So do we allow for a double Chomish for one person or a double Kefil for one person? So Gemara says, Mai, Mi Amrinan, we're six wide lines down. Mai, Mi Amrinan, Tre, Gavni, Mamona, Kamar, Rachmana, Telo, Nishtalmi, Ilave, Chad, Mamona, Vahacha, Chad, Gavnehu. So do we say two types of Mamon the Torah is makpid on, not to pay, but here is the same type of mamon, so we would allow it to be repeated. Oh, Dilma Tre Mamona Amarachmana Dilo Dishame Elave Chad Mamona V'Hacha Nami Tre Mamona Ninu. The Torah doesn't care what type of money. We don't want to give two penalties. Whether it's two different penalties or one penalty, we don't double up on the penalties on one person. That's the Shaila. So Toshma, the Gemara brings Uriah, Dama Rava V'Chamishiso Yosef Alav. The Pasuk says, HaTorah Ribsa Chamishios. Why Chamishiso? Why it sounds like a it should be Chomesh of some sort. Why Chamishiso? It sounds like an extra, couple extra letters there. Let's look at Rashi. He explains what the drasha is exactly. Doesn't explain the drasha, but it sounds like Torah Ribsa Chamishios Harbe LeKeren Achas Shmamina. So we can't have multiple Chomeshin on one individual. So, and seemingly we say the same thing by Kefil as well, even though there's not a drasha for Kefil. Seemingly Hu Adin by Kefil. Gemara says, Tiva'u Bailim the Shomer.
Yeah, according to Rava, it still stays a suffix in Kefil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that everyone says that? Rashi says, L'Karen Achas. Rashi says, Hu Adin Kfela. But he quotes. Right, so exactly. The Rashba quotes arrive at here, that's the suffix. Okay. So Gemara says, Tiva'uhu Bailim the Shomer. If the Bailim say to the Shomer, I want my object back that you were watching, Vinishba, he says, I swear, I don't have it, something happened to it. So then Rashi says, Shnishba Shenignava. He swears that it was stolen from him. But Niftar, so now he's off the hook. Look at Rashi continuing. Rashi's Vacharkach Shilem Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So what happens is, he decides to pay, even though he doesn't have to. So again, the case is the Gemara says, Tevau Bailim the Shomer. The Baal wants the money back, the object back. V'nishba, he swears it was stolen from him. V'shilim, but he says, I'll pay you back anyways. V'huka ha'ganav, then they recognize who the ganav was. Kefel lemi, who gets the kefel? So Abai Amar lebal ha'pikadon, the initial owner gets it because it was his object. And Rav Amar lemisha pikadon eslo, the one who was last at, meaning the shomer who paid for it, he really has the rights. He pretty much invested in that money. He paid for it, and on the possibility that they'll find the kefil, he's going to make some return on this. So Abai Amar Abai says, Lebal ha'pikadon, why? Kevin dachechiyu b'shua lo makni lekfela. Since you have to schlep me over to Beis Din, and we had to make a shvuah to me, that effort, I'm not willing to give up my rights for the kefil. Had you paid me right away, okay, fine, then okay, now it's yours. But you took me to Beis Din first to make a shvuah, and then you paid me afterwards. I had to take a whole day off to go to the court. So I'm not willing to give up those rights of the kefil. Rav Amar, Lemisha Pikadon Eslo, came in the Shilem, Makne Lekfela. No, the moment he paid the money, even though there was an initial shvuah, my payment of that lost object, stolen object, becomes mine. There's a lot going on here, how kefil exactly works, whether kefils, how the kinyanim work. It's Davar Shelo Baliolam, Mars and Bamatzia, and the Tosas talk about this. But that's the machlokas between the Rav and Abaye. Is it the paying the money is konet, or the tircha, the shvuah, prevents the kinyan from taking effect? So Gemara says, "V'kamithogi the machlokas is b'diyuka demasnisin." They're arguing how to learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Bab Metzia, "It's not hamafkid etzel chaver behema okelim v'nignevu o shavdu." The guy gives him something to watch, and it gets lost or stolen. Shilim, if he pays, he doesn't swear. He pays for it. The shomer says, "Here's the money. I'll pay for it." V'lo ratzeli shavah. He doesn't want to take a shvuah. The shvuah is a very scary thing to say. Maybe I forgot something. I'd rather pay you the money. So he takes the avenue of paying the money. So the halacha is that he can take a shvuah. A shomer chinam is allowed to take a shvuah, and he's off the hook, but he decided not to. Then the Mishnah says, "Nimtza haganav." They find the ganav. Mishalim tashlumi kefil. He has to pay kefil. Tavachu machar mishalim arba tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Now, who does he pay to though? Lemihu mishalim. Who does the ganav pay? Lemisha pikadon etzlo, the one who it's next to, meaning the shomer who paid for it. He didn't take a shvuah. He paid for it. The shomer has full rights to the kefil and dalad v'hei. Now, the opposite case. Nishba v'lo ratzel l'shalim. If he swears and doesn't want to pay for it, v'nimsa ganav mishalim tashlumi kefil, tavachu machar mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Lemihu mishalim. Who does he pay in the case of a shvuah? The baal hapikadon, the baal. The baal gets the kefil and dalad v'hei. So these are the two different cases. Now our case is different, where he does both. There's both a shvuah, and there's also he pays for it. So the Gemara says, Abaye daik mireisha, and Rava daik mesefa. Abaye daik mireisha, he learns from the reisha, dikatani shilem v'lo ratzel shava. If the shomer pays for it and he doesn't want to swear, that's when the shomer gets the kefil. Taima de lo ratzel shava, only because a shomer refuses to take a shvuah, so does he get to collect the kefil. But ha nishba, if he forces the baal hapikadon to schlep to the Beis Din and he makes a shruah, afa pisha shilim, even though the shomer pays for it, the mi mishalim, who would get the money? The baal hapikadon, the original owner gets it. So that's a bayis diik. Rava dayik misefa. Nishba v'la ratcha l'shalim, he takes a shruah and doesn't want to pay. Taima de la ratcha l'shalim, only because he doesn't want to pay is the reason why the baal hapikadon gets the kefil. Ha shilim, but if the shomer pays for it, afal pisha nishba, even though he had also swore, lemi misham, who does he pay to? Who does the ganav pay? Lemi sha pikadon etzlo, namely, he pays to the shomer. So this is Abaye's, Rava's deal. The Gemara says, Labaye, who is medayik from the Reisha, kasha seifa. How does he learn the Reisha? Rather, the seifa. Amalacha Abaye, Abaye explains, halchi katani. The way you read it is as follows. Nishba v'lo ratzel l'shalem kod meshvua. If he doesn't want to pay prior to the shvuah, so that's when the baal pikadon gets it. But elal acha shvuah. But if he wants to pay after the shvuah, lemi mishalim lebaal pikadon. The other way around. Sorry. If he doesn't want to pay, if he only wants to pay after the shvuah, so then the baal pikadon gets it. Now the Rava says kashi reisha. How does he learn the reisha? So amar lecha Rava hachi katani shilem v'larata la'amod b'shvuah. So elal shilem. If the guy doesn't want to make a shvuah, rather he wants to pay. Lemi mishalem, lemi she pikadon etzlo. So they're both able to finagle their way out of the gears diuk of the Mishnah, and they come out with different outcomes. Okay.
Do you think that Abaye would consider that the guy bothered the other guy to make a shua and pray. He was actually a big tzaddik, a big guy who made a shua and still paid him.
He first dragged them and then he paid.
Right.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
he didn't have to do anything.
Once if they show, I could have said, I'm not paying. Right. Because if the guy paid him.
But imagine you being stuck to Bezin. You're in a court.
I would be thrilled if the guy doesn't listen. I lost the stuck to Bezin and I'll pay you. I'll run to Bezin.
But some would say, what do you mean? You wasted a whole week of my time going to court. You could just admit and pay me in the beginning.
Real tzaddikim don't make shuas.
Right.
No?
Yeah.
That's the whole time. He doesn't want to make a shua.
Right. He learned the shua. The guy's still being
It's interesting that Rashi refers to him as the Lefnim Mishur Sadin. That's called he's going above and beyond. Now he is, but the Lefnim Mishur Sadin.
I was
going
to say that the guy is saying he's doing the Lefnim Mishur Sadin. That's exactly what the guy
it
said.
Is.
He still dragged them. If you want to be Lefnim, if you're Lefnim Mishur, just pay.
No, but suppose that the guy really lost it, and the guy wants to show that he wasn't for sale, and he wants other people to give him other stuff.
Right.
He wants to prove a point that
good reputation.
Right. He wants to keep the reputation,
so he's nishba because then he's going to get business from the future. That is true.
If he just
pays
without the
shmul,
he's really
fine. Because, yeah. So Gemara says Vayter now around 10 lines down to Vaubailam the Shomer. Now, this case, the Baal requests his pikadon from the Shomer, v'nishba, so he takes a shrua that it was stolen from him of some sort. And it says Bahukai Ganov, and then they recognize the Ganov. So Tavo Shomer. So now the Shomer walks over to the Ganov and says, you stole the money while I was watching this guy's object. And hold it, he admits to him. So now you would think he would pay Chomesh and not have to pay Kefo. But then Tavo Labailim, now the Baal goes over to the Ganov, the Kafri says, well, I didn't take anything away. So the Viu Adam, they bring Adam that he did steal it. So according to this, then he'd have to pay Kefo because Adam caught him. So mi niftar ganav beodas shomer. Does he get exempt from the kefa because he admitted to the shomer initially? Is that considered a hoda? Olo niftar ganav beodas shomer. A hoda doesn't work for the shomer. It only works when you're moda to the rightful owner. So Amar Rava. Rava says im beemes nishba. If he took a real shvua, meaning the shomer initially took a correct shvua that was stolen from him. So then niftar ganav beodas shomer. So then when the ganav goes to admit to the shomer, so then it's a good hoda. Says Rashi. See, Rashi says niftar ganav hoda shomer. Two narrow lines down. What's the reason for this? Dechaven de nemanhu. Since he's a trustworthy guy, he took a shuas emes. Anan sadi dei haba mishtakach behema nichalei lemare de teve biyade dehayich. If it turns out the shomer finds it, the baal hapikadon trusts this guy. He gave him the shomer in the first place. He took a shuas emes. So if the guy is willing to admit to the shomer, then that's considered an extension of the baal hapikadon, and he's willing to accept such a hoda. Hilchach says Rashi, al shomer zeh lechaze achareh. The shomer has to now look for the aveda b'tviyasa tviya v'hodas ganav hoda. Meaning he's able to represent the baal hapikadon because I trusted him. I gave him in the first place. And he took a shuas emes. I trust him. He's representing me. He's out there on the search to find the lost object. So it's a good hoda. Then the Gemara says, where'd we go? Hold on. But im b'sheker nishba, but if he took a false shvu initially, said, what's that case of shvu sheker? He says, Rashi says, toin meis, so nishba, or nishba, it was broken, it died, something happened to it. But it turned out that nothing, it didn't die, it was just simply stolen from him. Turned out he lied. So then, lo niftah ganav b'hodas shomer. Then, being moda, the ganav being moda to the shomer doesn't work because he had lost his trust in this shomer. So now, by Rava, Rava asks, Amar li shaba b'sheker v'lo hinichuhu. Let's say the shomer is about to take a shrua sheker. Says it was broken, or the animal died. So then he says, you're going to swear to me? And he's about to swear, and then they end up catching the ganav, ends up admitting to him if something happens, but he wanted to take a shua sheker. Does he lose the trust in that case? Mahu, what's the din? Teku, unclear. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi, Rav Tavuma Masni, he had a different girsa. By Rava says, Nishra the sheker mahu. What happens if he actually did take a shua sheker? What would the din be? So above we said it certainly wasn't a good hoda, but according to this girsa, teku, it's still a teku. It's very possible. Even if the shomer took a shua sheker, there's a possibility he could still be trusted and the hoda to him by the ganav might be good.
Sheker wasn't so bad, right? As he said, it turned out it was stolen. It was a ganav here. But
but it's just he said something else. He said it was Nishbar, it was Meis.
So that's not what Rashi says, because it wasn't so bad. See, Rashi says, Nishbar the Sheker Mahu, he says, Mi Amrinan Akati Ale Ramya, the Chavan de Lesheker Nishbar, since he took a false Shrua, Sofa Lishari Lusham. Interesting line. What do you mean? He's in the end. He's going to regret. He's going to feel guilty and admit. Why would that be the end? Sofa Lishari. Why is that the case? Who knows? He'll have charata. Is this a promise in people who do tshuva? Is that the case? Or in the end, he'll be caught? That's what
why
he means.
Why was he mishaka? I don't understand why he was mishaka. He had an now. He could have just said, what happened?
Maybe he's talking about a case where he's not a shomer chinuch. Maybe he's a shomer sachar or something, where he'd be more responsible. Not sure why, but either way, Rashi said somehow since Sofol is charit, since in the end he'll regret it, so therefore it undoes the sheker that he said. Seems like it's a vort in tshuva here. Okay. All right. Fine. The Gemara now says, "Tavahu ba'ilun the shomer." They claim from the Baal, "He give me my object back." V'shilem. So he pays back the money. Hukar ganav. Now in this case, he recognized the ganav. So up until now, we were talking about cases of shua. What happens if he actually pays and he doesn't make a shua? Tavahu ba'ilun v'hoda. And then the initial Baal goes over to the Ganav and says, you stole that object that I had given over to Reuven to watch. Behold, he says, you're right, I did. Now, Tavo Shomer, the Shomer who just paid back what was stolen from him, he goes over to the Ganav and asks him, you stole, and the coffer, he denies it. Vehevi Edim, and they bring Edim to catch the Ganav. So what's the halacha here? Niftar Ganav Behodas Bailim Olo. When he admitted to the initial owner, is that going to get him off the hook from paying kefil or not? Mi amrin, do we say, Matzi amrle shomer lebaal, the shomer can say, Baal, asun, you, came in the shaklisu l'chu d'mei, since you took the money from me, is t'liku l'chu mehacha, you're completely removed from here, and the odah to you doesn't work, he owes me kefil. Oh, Dilmer, perhaps we say, Matzi amrle, they could say back to him, Kecha da'at avdan la milsa, just like you did a tova for me, you mean you paid me money, the Baal says to the shomer, you did me a tova. I want to do a tova for you and tachina basar ganava. I'm chasing after you. I'm trying to help you out here now. So when I go chase after the ganav for you to get you the karen back, so if he admits to me, that's considered hodah. He doesn't have to pay the kefil. So shaka anan didan v'shaka adidach. We take ours and you take yours, and therefore there is no kefil here in this case. Maybe it's a good taina.
The ganav actually paid the original owners. He didn't just buy more. He already gave him money.
Well, how much it makes a difference or not? I don't know if he paid or not. Either way, he has to pay once he's mode.
Right.
But if he's mode, he doesn't pay the kefil also.
Right. Well,
so the it'll pay. The karen should go to the shomer now.
The shomer had paid.
The shomer had paid, and then the ganav also was mode and paid the value.
But you have to say it's paid though. I think just the
ganav were just paying, just like we got our money. Now you got your money. We got our money. He got his money from the shomer, and he got it from the ganav.
Am I just going in a circle here? There's no kefil in this case, and the Gemara ends off in a teku. But it happens to be a fascinating Gemara about how hodah works. Hodah could work in someone who's not b'shnei baal. What is it? Midin shlichas? How does that work? How does that work that some other guy who's not me, how could the baal represent me?
Or you could argue it's a question of how subrogation works. Because the way the halacha is that because you paid me, now you have the rights to the kefil. Does that mean you're my place as the rights of the kefil? Does that mean that it's still my kefet? It's still my object as the baal. Just somehow the Torah subrogates the claim to the kefil to you, even though it's still my.
It doesn't seem like from the Gemara that they're saying it's not the baal. It doesn't say that the baal owns it still. He doesn't have title for it. It sounds like I'm doing you a tova by chasing after the ganav. So how does that hodah work? But either it's midin shlichas, I would imagine, but there's no shlichas, or hodah doesn't have to be b'fnei baal. Hodah has to be to anybody who has a right to claim that.
But the fact that the Gemara is saying, not that he stam did hodah to Yenim on the street, it was dafka to the Baal. What was it about the Baal that the hodah?
Because I trusted him. we had a certain trust. So, and he's doing a even though I never asked him, he's doing a tova. Just like with the Baal lost his object, the Shomer is chasing after the Ganav for the, even though I wasn't appointed to be that. So something like that's going on probably. Sounds like an important Gemara. I had to understand Hodah. Okay, let's go. This last sugi in the Gemara. Itamar. Nignava ba'ones. It was stolen ba'ones. What does nignava ba'ones mean? Then isn't that a stira? So it says Rashi here. I assume there's a Rashi here, no? List of mezuyin. Oh, yeah, you see, Rashi says nignava ba'ones, a little bit lower down than where we are in the Gemara. But list of mezuyin, weaponed, armed robbers. The shomer sachar paterba. Shomer sachar is pater. If it's stolen from a shomer sachar, he's chai. But if it's list of mezuyin, which is ones, he's pater. V'charkach Rashi said, I have to go back to the Gemara now. So Gemara says, Nignava ba'ones v'hukar ha'ganav. Then they find the robber. So Amar Abaye, Abaye explains, Im shomer chinam hu, if it's a shomer chinam that we're referring to, then rata osa imodin rata nishba. He has the option. He could either, says Rashi, rata nishba v'abayim yifru min ha'ganav. He could take a shvua and say, listen, as ones or a ganav, I am not responsible. And the Baal has to go collect money from this Ganav, who wants to deal with these armed robbers. Or if he wants himself, he could do din, says Rashi, also may din, mishalim the Baalim. He could pay the money to the Baal, who you from in a Ganav, and he could go ahead and chase down the robber. So he has that option as a Shomer Chinam. Im Shomer Sachar, says the Gemara, according to Abaye, if he's a Shomer Sachar, who also modin veino nishba. He doesn't have the right to pay the Baal and you deal with the armed robber. The Shomer Sachar himself has to deal with his armed robber. Says Rashi, Im Shomer Sachar Hu, V'yaf Agav De Pater B'list De Mezuyin, even though the Shomer Sachar is really Pater from this case, Ha'cha Ho V'hukar Ganav, since they recognize the Ganav, V'lul Yaf Sid Klum Alav L'Truach Achre, apparently it's not much Tircha, they don't need to do much research, they already found the Ganav, so not much research needed. L'Fikach Hu Yishalim The Bailim V'yachzer V'yifra Min HaGanav, he paskins that the Shomer Sachar must pay the Baal, and he has to go chase down this Ganav. So he makes a chilik between Shomer Chin and Shomer Sachar, we don't know why.
But is there a benefit that he may get kefo here? Or because it's mezuyin, there's no kefo?
I'm not sure if there's anything about kefo. No kefo is mentioned in the Gemara nor in Rashi. Let's see.
Because you think that's kind of like an added incentive for him to keep the claim.
Here it says that just his hana is from this one, that is not the safa.
He has to take it a step further since he's getting paid for this. Okay, fine. Rava Amar Echadze Vechadze Osei Modin Veinu Nishba. Both parties, even the Shomer Chinam, has obligation to chase him down. Interesting. Rashi explains Osei Modin Yishalem. And the mitzvah alav lechazer achar haveda. As a shomer, you have an obligation. It's a mitzvah to fulfill your din of a shomer and chase him down. That's the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, lema pliga ad Rav Huna bar Avin. Maybe they argue on this. The shalach Rav Huna bar Avin nigneva baones was stolen with weapons. Vehukar ganav. Then you recognize the robber. Im shomer chinam hu ratza osa imodin ratza nishba. He has the option. So we see, according to Rav Huna, Shomer Chinam has the option. But Rava just said that he has no option. The Shomer Chinam must chase down the robber. He doesn't able. He's not can't just pay and walk away. So Gemara says, Omer. Amalach Rava Hacha b'Ma'askina. What's the case here? Kigon shekidem v'nishba, where he jumped the gun and he took a shvua. So then, once he took a shvua, then he's off the hook. Lechadchila, says Rava, you can't take a shvua. You, as a shomer chinam, has a mitzvah to chase him down. But if you decide to take a shvua, b'dyeved, then you're off the hook.
And here it says that the reason why he holds like that is because if the shomer chinam would see the ganav stealing as it happens, he would be considered poshea by not stopping him.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that he was caught afterwards, he's still a posher if he doesn't get it back.
Interesting.
It's almost like an equivalent case.
Okay.
But
if he would still have a chiyuv to stop them.
How?
I guess as a shomer chinam, you're aware, you're willing to take it, you're aware that could happen. People could come in with a weapon.
Right.
And the weapons weren't...
Second Amendment, you should have been carrying firearms.
Yeah. Gemara says... So how could you say this case is where he jumped the gun and took a shruah of a haratza? It says he has the option. L'chachila, he could decide either path. Clearly against Rava. Hachi kamar. Ratza shomer chinam omer bishruaso. Ratza osei modin. No, what it means is after he took the shrua, then he has the option. He could stand with that shrua and just walk away. Or he could do lefnim shesedin, and even though he took a shrua, he should chase down that robber. That's the options he has after he's taken the shrua b'dieved. But never, Rava said, never did he say l'chachila to take a shrua. Rabbi Zuti, which is his name, by la hacha, he asked the following question: Nignava ba'ones v'hichzer. It's stolen from him, listed mezuyin, and then they return it. Hichzer ganav b'beis shomer. They return it back to the house of the shomer, and then mason. Now the animal drops dead. B'pshia, because some negligence on part of the shomer. So ma, what do we say now? Mi amrinan kaven the nignava ba'ones kal yalei shmirah. So the moment there was a hefsek, it was taken from his property where he was potter. It's a list of mezuyim, so even though it's return, that doesn't continue the shmirah. I'm completely off the hook. Oh, dilma kevin de hadra l'shmirah. Or since it was returned, we ignore anything happened in the interim. It's considered from the original shmirah, and he would be responsible for the pshia. Take the gemara ends off in a take. Okay, we have to do a little chazara. This is going to be very hard daf to do chazara. I don't know if we should do it, but for the sake of consistency, I think we should. But for the sake of understanding, I'm not sure if it's going to be beneficial at all. What do you guys say? Someone say something. Make a decision. Good Shabbos. Okay. Anything say good Shabbos. Mitzvah Shem next week. So